Investment holding and management company Invicta Holdings has reported a solid set of results for the 6 months ended September 2021. Headline earnings per share for the period increased by 58%, while revenue from continuing operations increased 25%. And joining us now is the company's CEO, Stephen Joffe. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So results coming in after the close, and I've managed to blitz through them only just. But Anthony Clark, ahead of the break, saying that this is a company that's been through the depth of despair, and a headline earnings per share increasing 58%, certainly nothing to scoff at. So beyond base effects coming into play here, talk us through this six-month performance.
I think the major things were really challenging conditions carrying on. Challenging conditions caused by COVID, supply chain, price increases, local issues. You had the looting in South Africa. So you really had a challenging environment that you played in. And I think we really delivered very credible results during the 6 months when I really consider how tough the environment was. And I think it was testimony to the tough decisions and decisive decisions we took last year to reduce overhead and debt. Resulted in these results.
Let's drill into those, right? Because you highlight that these results validate tough decisions and decisive action taken. What exactly are we looking at?
Well, we sold our agricultural business. We sold a 52% stake in Kianan, our business in Singapore. And we reduced debt in this 6 months alone by over 500 million rand. And I think in the previous 6 months by over a billion rand. So we really have done a lot to reduce debt and strengthen our balance sheet over the period.
Absolutely. Your debt to equity ratio now at a record low of 11%. Does that leave you feeling pretty comfortable right now? Or are you targeting even more of a cutting here?
We actually have got our long-standing Sandman property, which we've been talking about for some time. We're looking to sell that. That will bring in another 100 million rand and help to reduce debt further. But Alicia, what's so nice now is we've actually got the point that the foundation is strong. The underlying businesses are like robust. And I believe that we've got a good foundation on which to build. And now we're starting to look at acquisitions. We've identified one or two acquisitions that we've announced. And we're very excited to invest in these sunrise industries.
But before we get into that acquisitive opportunity and more detail there, let's look at the solid foundation, because any business needing a solid foundation, especially if you're going to have to withstand some of the headwinds a company like Invicta has withstood within the South African context, your results over this period are highlighting the impact of the civil unrest that we experienced over the July period. KwaZulu-Natal region, of course, hardest hit. But what stands out in your results, Stephen, is you say the cost of looting and emergency measures undertaken estimated at only 2 million rand, while disruptive impact on profits is estimated at 14 million rand. And that quite a discrepancy, that space is vast. So shed more light on that broader impact.
Well, I think we were very fortunate that the looters didn't necessarily loot many of our stores. We did lose some stores. But clearly that bearings and seals and the products that we sell weren't in high demand during that whole process. But most of our clients in that area and many clients in Gauteng were shut during the time. And that's the impact that we talk around about the impact on trading, which hurt us more in the period.
Yeah. In that context then, Stephen, where you've got that being almost seen as a one-off event, but various other, own goals being scored within the South African market, how's that influencing just how you're playing the strategic game right now and where you're putting money to work and investigating these growth opportunities you alluded to?
Well, It's a tough process that we go through. We have quite a robust discussion with our investment committee and our board. But we're certainly not a company that have come to any decision not to invest in South Africa. We still regard South Africa as a growth market, core market, a market we're familiar with. And if we find the right opportunities, we will continue investing in South Africa.
So talk us through this acquisitive opportunity and how you see this bolstering the business from here on out.
All right, well, maybe if I could just take a step back. So for many years, Invicta has serviced many what I would call mission-critical industrial clients. So we know and understand how important it is to keep our clients operating. So whether it's a mine, or whether it's an electricity plant, or whether it's a production facility, we know how important it is to our clients to keep them operating. And we've done that for years in industrial space. Now, for us, telecommunications and the fiber industry are sunshine industries and sunrise industries, and they're going to have growth for many years in South Africa and indeed the rest of Africa in our view. And we really saw that, you know, so magnificently during this COVID period. So we see ourselves as one step behind the fiber network operator, again, giving that one-stop shop service and making sure that they are always up and running and their product is always optimized in terms of speed. And we think that's our experience in the industrial world. And we think we're going to transition nicely into the telecommunication space.
Yeah. What do you see being the biggest hurdle that you'd need to clear delving into that space?
Clearly, this is a new business for Invicta. We're buying from various established sellers, and we've actually asked them to help consult in the new structure for 3 years to help transition the knowledge from them to us. So I think it's going to be that process of learning about a new industry for Invicta over the 3 years.
Okay, well, we'll be watching progress there, Stephen, as it unfolds. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening and running us through where things are at. That, of course, the CEO of Invicta Holdings, Stephen Joffe.